Around 30 members of Melbourne's South Sudanese community attended the forum in the city's southeast to discuss their experiences of everyday life in Australia. One of the biggest challenges raised was employment, and community member Jaffrey Kattegar has passed on a drastic solution for people.
When you're looking for work, you know, you have to change the name on your resume, you know. Like, I do have an African name, but when I put it on my resume, I can't get work with that. They just look at it, they flip it over, unless I use a name such as John Smith.
Many of the forum told stories of still experiencing both casual and overt racism. Mavneth Tur provided a powerful example.
If we go to the shops, like, they think we're going to steal something, but like, we're not really going to steal it. We sort of get used to it a bit, but it still hurts inside. It's not everybody who's doing the wrong thing. Half of the people are trying, but when other people do a little thing wrong, and then they sort of involve everybody. So yeah, it kind of hurts a bit.
Others at the forum said exaggerated reporting of the so-called Apex Gang has damaged the community's reputation badly. A loosely affiliated crime group, it's often wrongly associated with solely the South Sudanese community. Community member James Luak says the impact is still being felt.
The impact that it did negatively is too much. There's a lot of people that lost their job. A lot of kids can't get a job anymore because obviously all the Sudanese kids are Apex, apparently. So it's obviously, it did a very, very big impact, and the gravity of it is very strong and it's affecting us daily.
Forum participants have offered possible solutions to the issues, including a review of education placement for new arrivals. Some highlighted what they see as a lack of engagement from Australian politicians as an issue. Others, like Marnus Diwal, have urged the community members to seize the assistance already on offer.
There are also a lot of like training provided by the governments, like a job seeker. They can even do your resume there. And you just got to make an effort to actually get the job.
Overall, the feeling at the forum was the South Sudanese story is gradually being better told and understood. Community member Ajulo Wan says self-produced and community-guided productions like the SBS drama Sunshine are generally seen as positive.
There are people who are doctors, there are social workers, you know, everything. The whole spectrum of life is there in the Sudanese community. So I think we also need to get into that business of writing our own stories for our people, by our people, so people can see us from our own perspective.